Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We're a little late on this one, but I think it's still important to talk about Transformers Titans Return Waves 1 and 2 Leaders. We just put up Six Shot, which will be coming out, I guess, anytime now. But we haven't talked about Optimus Prime, Power Master Edition, Soundwave, or Blaster yet. These started coming out a couple of months ago. We have some in stock. I believe that can change at a moment's notice. Power Master Optimus Prime is a heavy retool or reshell or reconfiguring of Ultra Magnus from the Combiner Wars line, which was a great toy. Blaster and Soundwave share parts to be their robot selves that are basically cassette tape players. Blaster is more of a boombox. Soundwave looks kind of like a cross between a boombox and a soundbar for your iPod to dock. So each version of the toy, each toy has three modes. The robot mode, a base mode, and a vehicle or accessory mode. The blaster boombox is actually sized just right for your Fortress Maximus if you bought one, so he can carry it around and blast fat beats or what have you. Soundwave is a great soundbar that can just sit on your desk and look like a soundbar. I prefer the robot mode. Power Master Optimus Prime has a really good truck mode, as well as a pretty great base mode and a good robot mode. The original Power Master Optimus Prime had red eyes. This one doesn't, but it does have a helmet you can pop up and put a little Titan Master head inside, and you can change out those figures. So if you have Clobber or Siren or somebody else with red eyes, you can make Power Master Optimus Prime's eyes red and customize it accordingly. It has guns that are very similar to the original toy from the 1980s. It's big, about the size of your average current Masterpiece Transformers, and it's pretty nicely articulated. You'll notice some of the elements are very similar to Ultra Magnus, but the truck mode is clearly Power Master Optimus Prime. It has the gray guns that you can clamp onto the sides of the container. You can even put a couple of small legend-sized cars in the back of his truck mode. His base mode can hold numerous Titan Master toys. You can also plug in their weapon modes and make a battle station. And it connects to Fortress Maximus or other leader-class toys, like Blaster, which also has a really great base mode. It looks like a cross between a dance party and battle station. It has an iPod slug that works as his command center. You can put that into his chest. You push a button and it pops open. You can also put in the Legends toys, Stripes, Rewind. Who else have they put out so far? That might be it for the Autobots, or I'm just drawing a blank. There's three Decepticon ones out. And it works great. Transforming it's pretty easy. There's a lot of panels and flipping and folding, because you kind of have to make everything extend out. And what's really cool about Blaster, if you like these kind of Easter eggs, is in his boombox mode, you flip him over, look at the back. There's a fake place to plug in headphones and a power cable. So you can look at it, and there's like a 3.5mm port and a little power socket. It doesn't do anything, there's no electronics, but it's just a nice little feature and something I appreciate the engineers put on this figure and on Soundwave. The full-size Blaster has a helmet that covers the Titan Master head. If you're unfamiliar with the gimmick, each Titan's Return toy has a Titan Master figure. And that's a little tiny robot about an inch and a half tall that's articulated and can fold up to pilot a vehicle or fold over itself and become a head for Deluxe, Voyager, and Leader class robots. So you can swap heads if you want. It's a little customization thing. Also, if you're into really customizing, somebody on Shapeways named Trent Troop has over 100 replacement heads, so you can make a character into somebody else if you can paint the head. It's a 3D printed thing. It's neat. You should look at it. But Blaster is nicely articulated. He has his Electro Scrambler Blaster. It's a little bit smaller than the original Generation 1 toy, but Blaster himself is the exact same size as the original Generation 1 toy. He looks a little bit puffier because of the proportions, but the head's pretty similar. The colors are pretty much the same. It looks really nice. It was the first one I got and opened. It's got a handle on the back that you can rotate up and down, which is nice to have. And if you never got the original Blaster, I'd recommend it. It cannot carry the original G1 cassette tapes, the new data slugs or smartphones you can put in there are a different size. So I guess if you threw it in there, it would rattle around a bit, but it's not like the masterpieces where it's basically the same exact shape and size. Soundwave is a heavy retool of Blaster, except it looks like Soundwave. It's decorated to look like his toy mode. The Japanese release is decorated to look a little bit more like the cartoon mode. So the American Soundwave has yellow eyes, just like the G1 toy. He has a battery shoulder cannon. He does not have a battery gun this time, because he reuses the blaster gun and redecorates it. The various panels and coloring are done to resemble the original toy stickers and various flourishes. Does a pretty good job. It's significantly taller than the original Soundwave, but it's the exact same size as the Masterpiece one. So if you just need a tall Soundwave to fill out your shelf, and you don't already have one, it's pretty good. The helmet covers the Titan Master once again. Well, not completely, though, because the face mask is part of the Titan Master faceplate. So you can swap it out and have other people basically wearing Soundwave's helmet. If you really want to have Brainstorm and Soundwave's helmet, you can do that, because there's a Brainstorm that was exclusive. There's two versions of it. You can find those online if you wish to search on such things. And, yeah. What else do I want to tell you about these? They're really big, about 8 to 10 inches tall. They're really fun. They're not cheap, but if you buy a lot of... This is one of those toy lines where the more you buy, the more you can do with it, because there's head swapping. The Legends class toys have a place so figures can fly on or drive them. There's a new Bumblebee. I should have talked about that today, too. The time after next. We're doing Lyle Kaiser soon, and there's going to be some other items, too. But the smallest toys have a way to drive their vehicle modes. The Deluxe class toys do as well, but they also have a head socket, just like the Voyagers and the Leaders. And, of course, there's Fortress Maximus, which is completely nuts, and you should buy one, because they're in stock now. This is a bit of a tangent. But we have a $20 off coupon. If you want to order in-stock Transformers or anything else, use the code EARLYBIRD for $20 at checkout until that coupon expires. It's November 2016 as I'm recording this. It will not be available at the end of November 2016, because the early bird season will be over. If you'd like to order your Fortress Maximus now, and all prices are subject to change, it's currently $130. With a $20 off coupon, it's $110. I think that's the best price you'll find anywhere. I could be wrong about that, but take a look. And it goes great with your leaders, because the Fortress Maximus toy has places to connect the ramps. So you can build a big battle station by putting all the leaders in Fortress Maximus together. Yeah, they're pretty great. Six-Shot is the next leader class toy. After that, there are rumors. I don't know who else is coming, but they're put together quite nicely. I like them. I'd say they're a little bit more complicated than the Combiner Wars ones, other than Ultra Magnus, because Power Master Optimus Prime is very similar to Ultra Magnus, but they're a lot easier to transform than some of the Masterpiece toys. But they're simpler than, well, sorry, not as simple as Thundercracker, Skywarp, and Starscream were last year. But now we're just getting into the weeds. So, Transformers fans, if you want a Power Master Optimus Prime, this is a really good one. Soundwave and Blaster, also really good. I would say they're probably the best classic ones. The Fall of Cybertron ones are pretty nice, and I don't really think they're going to do another Power Master Optimus Prime. But there is a new G2 Optimus Prime in the Voyager assortment, so if you want to look that up, we are taking new orders on that now. I have mine, and it's a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about more of those things in the next couple of weeks. But until then, thanks for listening. Check out entertainmentearth.com for more. We're going to be adding new sales all the time. Twitter and Earth, we're going to be posting stuff on there too. And have a great weekend, everybody.